Studios. You are listening to the Branch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Back on the Lance J Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 141, A2R Voices. I got my man Smirk TV and my man Lino 615 in the building. We in downtown Cashville. One of the things, so I'm gonna go in. Some of the best material that I've ever done on this show. So I've been on radio, now on satellite radio, but I've been on terrestrial radio for 8 years. And I've had some real good guests and done some real good segments. The funniest stuff that I've ever done being on this show is the improv with the two of you. Oh, I would throw a topic out.
We paid him for that. And
Smirk would play one role. So it's kind of like debate team. Yeah. Smirk would play one role.
Debate team.
Lino would play the other role. I swear, hand to God, they don't know what I'm going to say before I said it. I've thrown out some crazy topics, or even Smirk looked at me and was like, yo, do you want to turn this off? Like, we got to think about this. Yeah. I'm like, nah, we're broadcasting live, man. We can't do that. I want to hit you. Smirk and Lino, we talked once. We almost got canceled. We was talking about Cosby. It was like, I think we were broadcasting the day he got out of jail.
we almost
were off the air. Yeah, so Lino was getting real close. I was like, Lino, I was like, yo, I was like, I'm married now. I got family to feed. Like, I can't be off air.
I was behind B.
One of the biggest topics that they are ramming down our throat. And ESPN, they decide when they're going to ram something down our throat, they're going to ram it down our throat. And the biggest topic out there, pause, is the dang WNBA.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to get your Caitlin Clark, whether you want it or not. We're going to put this thing on 90 times a day. Stephen A. Smith going to talk about it. And he arguing with the other women on there talking about it. The women are mad at him saying that you don't support women's sports. I'm like, yo, they're like 8 women on the panel. What do you mean they don't support women's sports? Like, they going WNBA, Caitlin Clark. If Caitlin Clark goes to the bathroom, they're covering that. They're covering she had an omelet for breakfast. They're covering what car she drives. Caitlin Clark stopped at a red light. Everything that she does.
She's not even nothing good to look at. They're covering that.
And then,
there he goes.
And then, so that's the topic. People are talking about her appearance. People are talking about.
She been that.
Then you had the Fox News crowd trying to claim her. As this is a Caucasian lady and she's one of us and we're going to use her name and likeness to support right wing politics. Yeah. And even she was just like, nah, I just wanna get buckets. I just want a ball. I don't wanna be an icon. I don't want none of that stuff.
She could be an icon. I look up to Angel Reese in many ways.
Then the other side. So you got Angel Reese. So you mentioned Angel Reese.
Yes, Lord.
So they've turned it into a Caitlin versus Angel.
Magic and Larry.
White girl from Iowa, black girl from Baltimore.
Yeah.
So you got so many, you got demographics. Mm-hmm. You know, Angel Reese is, I think a lot of people think that she's very attractive.
Oh, yes.
She's bigger. She's stronger. She's not necessarily a better player, but she got that dog.
That's what it is.
She's a grown woman out there.
Yeah.
She got some great assets.
Yeah.
She's astounding.
She's astounding.
Absolutely. So you have that back and forth. Like one crowd, if you go, anytime they post anything about Angel Reese, the Caitlin Clark lovers, they show up and they're like, man, Angel Reese is so ghetto. She's so trashy. Yeah. She's classless. And then the same thing, if they post something from Caitlin Clark, the Angel Reese lovers, they'd be like, man, she's a Becky. Becky Clark. You know, she's a soft Becky. You saw these women setting a pick. And Caitlin Clark kind of flops a little bit. So that's also funny. So if you even breathe on her,
she's
like
down.
LeBron. Like I said on the show a couple weeks ago, I was like, she has a LeBron James PhD in flopping. Like she went to Vanderbilt University School of flopping. Like she's a elite flopper. So you have that dynamic, and you know, we love in America, we love a good black white hate story. I mean, that's just where we are.
That's just in our
culture. We love to put. I'm like, yo, they're just two. These are two young ladies. They're just trying to get a bag.
That's all.
That's, I feel like
Angel Reese just happens to be better looking. Yes. So she's getting that Revlon bag.
Yeah.
She's getting that. She's getting, she's getting that Fendi. She's getting that Louis
Met
type
Gala,
of bag.
Right. She's getting all of
that. Kayla Clark's going to get the Nike bag.
She's going to get the
that's
shoes.
All. But she's not getting no Revlon.
She getting Nike and Under Armour.
That's like, tell me, right,
that's
right.
All she's good right. for.
Hey, she's not getting no CoverGirl bag. No. That's not going to happen.
Y'all mean to tell me Kayla Clark ain't going to be at the Met Gala next year?
She's not going to be.
Come on.
Well, she might. But
she's going to be there.
But see, when Bayou Barbie and Cameron Brink show up, it's just a different energy.
It's yeah, no, for
it's
sure.
Different energy.
For sure.
Now that we put that dynamic out for the improv, I want
Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese.
So Caitlin Clark, oh, Angel Reese.
God.
Both of them are up for a movie role.
What?
One of you. Oh. Is Caitlin Clark's agent, and I'm going to make Lino. You're going to be because we're not going to do the black white. Hate.
I already figured
so
we were going to switch.
Lino's going to be. Lino's going to be Caitlin Clark's agent. So they're up for Space Jam 3. It's a women's Space Jam up for Space Jam 3 because we saw how bad Space Jam 2 was with LeBron.
It was terrible.
In fact, I gotta lower LeBron's 4 rings to 3.5.
Shut up.
Because of Space. And I know that Smirk.
Shut up.
Smirk,
we don't sit here and act like for 1 second though. And I will say up front before I say this, Space Jam 1 was better, absolutely.
It was.
But we're gonna act like Michael Jordan put on a damn
he wasn't winning the Tony or Oscar.
No, I feel like Jordan had no personality and LeBron tried too hard to be campy and it was terrible.
But
it was not good.
We know, Smirk, that you love LeBron.
I love him.
One
He's
time,
my stepdad.
Lino, one time Smirk came in here, you weren't here. It was just me and Smirk. And I said something about, this is when I had the office right by the window. And I said something about LeBron just in passing, like we were cutting to a break.
I thought
this Smirk, he got up out of his chair.
Yeah.
I thought he's going to jump across the desk.
He'll do that.
And tackle me. Like,
he will.
The energy shifted, like I was talking about kinfolk. Like,
yeah.
Like Smirk's not having it.
He doesn't.
Smirk's not playing
LeBron.
Around when it comes to
he might put LeBron over his own mama. If
yeah,
he
it's
not my
Smirk,
mama. But.
Smirk's not playing around. So I'm going to be careful with that. But I want Lino to be Caitlin Clark's agent. This is Space Jam 3. And so this is for the ladies, Space Jam 3.
For the ladies.
And I want Smirk to be Angel Reese's agent. And y'all are arguing, y'all are trying to convince me, the movie producer, to take your person. Why should Caitlin Clark star in Space Jam 3 versus Bayou Barbie? So I'll give you a second to think about it.
I already got it in my head.
So I'll let y'all go.
All right.
Go ahead, because you clearly got the advantage. You got the.
Remember, I've been waiting for this for weeks.
Oh.
So I've had this locked and loaded.
Oh,
so
you're in for a treat for this.
So, excuse me, Mr. Hollywood CEO. So what is this exactly? This is the movie business, right?
This is
Hollywood.
That's right.
Right? What we want Larry Bird with a wig over here to be balling with Bugs Bunny? No, we don't.
I don't think that's a politically thing correct to say.
I'm a movie agent. Nothing
right,
I say is politically
that's
correct.
That's
this is Hollywood,
that's
baby. Have you heard about our documentaries lately? Have you seen Nickelodeon?
Oh, Lord.
You know? And I worked for him. But now I manage Angel Reese. And look at her. Look at Bugs Bunny, okay? He always got the baddies. Lola Bunny.
Lola was working.
You think Bugs
and she had, and Lola had a nice little mid-range game, too. Top of that.
Yeah, but that doesn't even matter, okay? This is Angel Reese. She's going to miss a couple of layups, okay? That's great.
She's going to miss more than a couple of layups.
She's going to miss more than a couple.
Like 20%.
But this is superstardom. Right. This is Warner Brothers, right. Okay? Right. We need a hit film.
Right.
We need box office. We need superstar. And Angel Reese is a superstar. What do you want?
Okay, so let me go ahead and just shoot. I let you have your
and
time.
It's 2024. No one cares
okay.
about white people.
So what we're going to do is, this is how I feel we can do it. Why don't we cast her for a main role that turns villains, and she can be one of the monsters?
Oh.
Y'all don't have to see. What you don't have to do is you don't have to use any makeup. You don't have to do any of that. We already got her. This is the best plot twist of Space Jam. We can turn it into a movie.
Sir.
We can turn it into a horror film. This is what I feel.
So in this particular case, both eat, because you're saying that Caitlin Clark leads the monsters and
eventually,
that Bayou Barbie –
can go and lead the
team. My client will not do that. Now, listen,
they already work together on the court anyway.
This is Hollywood is failing. Okay, Will Smith had to come. Will Smith in a half working Martin Lawrence had to come back to get anybody to go to the movie theaters ever again. Okay, they had to turn, they had to plug Martin Lawrence.
What do you mean a half?
You said you're seeing the movie. You'll figure it out when you watch.
He lied.
Are you applying to some of the
Martin ain't all the way
there. Are you applying to some of the health challenges
Will Smith's dragging him up on the stage.
Those are rumors. Listen. See what I'm saying? You don't want anybody like this.
He said that he wasn't having health challenges.
I told you.
Although he was slurring his speech while saying that he wasn't having any health challenges.
I'm going to seal the deal right here. You really want to sell? You want to make a movie search? Juneteenth. Hollywood, you want to be woke? Juneteenth. Angel Reese. Give it to her.
See what I'm saying? And what we can do, we can go ahead and turn that. We'll make the black girl the hero. I don't mind. Okay. I know the culture is really what we're going for now. All I'm saying is just put
She's gonna be a monster in there to turn to be a monster. She's
going to
be a monster.
Why don't you shut up and let me get my
deal? She's going to be a monster.
You already got Fashion Nova. You got Revlon. Okay, so guess what? Let us see. Y'all already took enough. All right, thank you.
Well, like technically, I said, you have the Nike bag.
That's nothing compared to look at everybody who follows her. She can go to Vanderbilt and get the whole arena to give her autographs.
She can
and
have
stuff.
A Bass Pro Shop
She's not
sponsorship.
Even from here. We're working on it.
Yeah,
okay.
I bet you are.
Yeah, all right.
If you were a good agent, you already had it done. I got four deals over here.
Great job. This is what Smirk and Lino do, man. This is what they do better than anyone in the industry. Honestly, what do you guys really think about just – women's basketball in general.
I think now, seriously, all jokes aside, I think now those two women have gotten WNBA higher than it's ever been.
All jokes aside, shout out to both of them. Caitlin, we'd love to have you on Sirius. We'd love to have you on the Lance J Show.
They're excellent talents, man.
They for the WNBA, and I might be reaching, but kind of how Steph Curry and them kind of made it a little bit.
Right.
More relevant.
I mean, for old people, it's like Magic and Bird. Like,
yeah,
that's exactly. That's really what it is.
Yeah, and they've come and they've made like people who
and they're
come,
both balling.
Yeah, they're not trash. Right. But it.
Kayla's averaging like 17, 6, and 6. Angel Reese is averaging 12 and 10. And for rookies, remember the WNBA is only 40 minutes, not 48 minutes, so it's shorter.
I didn't even know that.
And you know they're out there balling, man. Like I said, Angel Reese is actually better than I thought she was going to be. Because she's just a dog.
She got that dog in her, man. That's the thing.
She's not as talented.
That's something you can't teach.
She can only jump, like, you know, 2 inches.
She won't dunk.
But
she's willing to learn, though. Yeah, she's getting out there with him.
And you look, I had a segment on the show because a lot of guys, you know, they're like, man, you know, I could play in the WNBA. And I'm like, no, you couldn't.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network. Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I remember I was at Donato's Pizza once, and I pulled up in the G-Wagon, and I'm getting a pizza from Donato's. And the guy behind the counter is just like, yo, I don't understand. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to you, sir, but I don't understand why anyone would waste their money on a G-Wagon. It's just a glorified Jeep Cherokee. And he was just like, I'm not trying to be rude. I was just like, bro, I'm not mad at all. Like, I appreciate it that you spoke your mind.
James Lewis.
And I explained to him that my G-Wagon is a mobile studio that I use for my radio show. And that's a 100% tax write-off. And that either I gave the money to the IRS or I wrote it off and used it for work purposes. And I explained that to him. I said, look. It's IRS code section 179. Any vehicle above 6,000 pounds, you can write it off. At the time, you can write it off 100%. And after I explained to him, I was like, thank you for your opinion. Now give me my beef mariachi pizza and 2 extra sour creams.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
DJ Connect is the global network leader for artists, musicians, disc jockeys, and record executives. Get your record played anywhere in the world. Copenhagen, Los Angeles, the French Riviera, or South Beach. To learn more, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget to pre-order the application today on Apple's platforms.
We began searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, But how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution. And we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this. You're at a farm. The produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help Feeding Children Everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.